Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 31st of January, and right now it's partly cloudy on 22 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy in the morning, then clear, with temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy again, with winds from east-northeast at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect clear with winds from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 78 and it will drop on 63% by noon. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 85%. Clear sign that the peak of the season for Orville is here is definitely the calendar full of events of which many are overlapping, causing sometimes decisions to be taken to which one should go or participate. So this weekend starts tomorrow night with African Night, organized by Africa House, Pavilion of Africa Culture in International Zone, inviting all to a sharing session with Isis, volunteer from Benin, who will share a glimpse of rich West African history. After the brain food, our bodies could feast on the delicious West African food, and souls and hearts will be nourished by music concluding the evening. All starts at 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. Saturday on Solitude will be definitely the place to be in many ways, as well from educational, recreational, nourishment one to heart and soul, again with tons of good music played by over 12 bands in over 12 hours. Yes, I'm talking about Lively Up Your Earth Echo Music Festival on 2nd of February 2013. This one is the third one, and the biggest and best on organizational side insofar. Just in case if you'd be stuck somewhere else, you can follow the music part on our webpage, where we will be broadcasting it live, and of course you'd be able to download later on, and more. One can always look for surprises when it comes to the events of this size and involvements of dedicated, passionate members of teams and volunteers. And those more dedicated to sport activities surely won't miss Orville Ultimate Frisbee Hat Tournament on 1st, 2nd and 3rd of February. This time they have invited an experienced international player to give a workshop to the 300 participants who are all athletes and skilled players themselves. They have prepared 5 fields at Certitude, Udavi, Aurodam and 2 fields behind Tibetan Pavilion. A full weekend with a whole lot of matches and lots of fun. And because of the tournament, we can look forward also to a fundraising Ultimate Frisbee Buffet at Cafeteria at Visitor Center, open to all. This night they were served no other food, no pizzas that evening. Then on the Sunday, 3rd of February at 5 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi in Culture Zone, we are invited to a meditation with Russian singing bells. Deeply resonating sounds of this unique musical instrument from Russia help us tune with the inner resonance and discover the inner experience. Session begins with a brief introduction and performance by Vera. Kripa in Kalambumi will also host next 3 days, which is 1st, 2nd and 3rd of February, an applied theater workshop by Kausbach Bankapur, and for more information we should contact Jill. On Saturday, Kausbach Bankapur himself will share a short film by Tan at 3:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra in Bharat Nivas in Pavilion of India, and the screening will be followed by discussion. His wife, Kavita Bankapur, is an artist exhibiting at the gallery Square Circle Kala Kendra from 29th to 4th of February 2013. On top of all, here is also a South Indian Equestrian Championship to be held at Red Earth Riding School on 1st, 2nd and 3rd of February. The races will be between 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and between 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. There are more than 100 horses and 200 riders participating from South India and Orville to compete in dressage, show jumping and derby. Sunday afternoon will be highlight of the show with a derby and a music dressage and repetition of Masala fashion show, which we had a chance to see in Kalabumi 2 weeks ago. Yesterday was officially inaugurated at Unity Pavilion International Zone, The Transformation, a group art exhibition featuring works by Adil, Anna, Aurelio, Chantal, Chloe, Christophe, Dennis, Ireno, Marie-Claire, Michelle, Nell, Priya and Veronique, with the aim to bring back the community the peace of the spirit of New Delhi events last fall. Exhibition will be on display until 13th of February between 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The 6th Auroville Marathon is held on Sunday, 10th of February, and as they started as one-off event to celebrate the 40th years of advent of Auroville, it has become a regular fixture in the calendar of Auroville as well as a long-distance running event in India. From the humble beginnings of just 250 runners in 2008, this year we will witness participation of over 3,000 runners from different geographical and social backgrounds. They are in need for volunteers for various tasks associated with the event. They are looking for volunteers in the following area: 8 stations, because they will have over 6 aid stations at different places on the route. They need volunteers at start-finishing area and volunteers at route marshal along the route. If you can spare a few hours on Sunday, 10th of February, send them a mail to marathon@auroville.org or you can call them on 262-2973. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, next week they will follow Surtal Festival. On 7th of February at 7:30 p.m. you will hear a band of Ireland, fused upon a bedrock of Indian classical music driven by pulsating acoustic and electric rhythms and infused with ethereal vocals in the style of Eastern and Irish tradition, the Bab Band brew up a beautiful musical melting pot. On 9th of February, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. also in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, they will present Sevens, Kamal Singh's alternative band. The music range from the influence of pop, 90s, alternative rock, grunge and punk to various styles of Indian music which manifest in songwriting and composition while simultaneously suggesting an attempt to remain minimalist. Bharat Nivas shared the announcement. Surtal Festival means Kalai, which brings a carnival of Indian classical music this February every evening beginning from the 23rd, marking the Auroville week with various artists. The artists that present us their talent, as an offering are Mutu Kumar on tabla and flute recital, Abhishek Lahiri on sarod, Sabina Islam Sanjukta Biswas on vocals, Devashish Bhattacharya on guitar, Kalanjit Das, Shiv Mishra on sitar, Shubhra Guba with her wonderful voice, Baha and Dindagar from the legendary family of the gods playing the Rudra Veena. More information on the artists and dates of their performances will be announced in the coming week. The Eco Service is starting to buy e-waste, electronic waste, in Auroville and they will give good rates. They are asking us to feel free to contact for any clarification. So if you are wondering what to do with your laptop or broken monitor, you can always call Eco Service and they will come and pick it up and also give you some money for it. You can contact Eco Service Jayamurti telephone number on 904-701-5812. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see The Mission, directed by Roland Joffe, and was made in UK in 1986. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7, they will screen A Small Act, made in 2010, directed by Jennifer Arnold. And this film is talking about young Kenyan's life changing drastically when his education is squandered by a Swedish stranger. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m, they will screen Within Food series documentary See the Truth, which was made in Netherlands in 2010 by director Claudine Everard. And on Saturday we can see an international drama, science fiction, Melancholia, which was made in Denmark and Sweden in 2011 by director Lars von Trier. At Children Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation adventure family, Dinosaur, made in USA in 2000 by director Eric Leighton. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club within Ingmar Bergman Film Festival, we can see an adventure drama, The Mission, which was made in USA in 1986 by director Roland Joffe. Do not take my words for a teaching. Always they are force in action, uttered with a definite purpose, and they lose their true power when separated from that purpose, wrote the mother in The Words of the Mother, Volume 13. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.
Elembo na katia butu ezako mema masolo oya kimia bande ke peba koya pona koloba etelinde la ni lala oh itwala mtanam oh chula mama